forward contracts that were provided by the Commonwealth Government, the next 3 years is effectively downturns in our forward budgets. We have been advocating to government to reverse that and to change that. It's effectively around about an 8% cut across the board, which means to try to absorb those cuts into our operations. Every one of our constituent members across the country will now have to ascertain how they might find budget savings or efficiencies to cater for the pending budget cuts.
Yes, so with the last round of the Indigenous Advancement Strategy, there was major funding cuts for the sector. And I was of the understanding that after that, leading up to the federal election, that there wasn't going to be any further funding cuts for community and Aboriginal legal services.
Aboriginal legal services get their funding from the Attorney General's Department, not Mr. Scullion's area. What they have done was signed us to a forward contract, which what they all say is, no, there are no more cuts, but knowing full well that those have already been built into a forward contract. So arguably, you could say they're not lying, because they're not. The cuts were already factored in and budgeted in back then, but they were to come in down the track, which is what we're talking about right now. Next year, what we've been describing as the funding cliff means that arguably in some jurisdictions, our colleagues might have to make decisions about do they service a bush court? Do they not provide legal assistance in family law or child protection or criminal law? Or do they withdraw from metropolitan courts and only service regional and bush courts? These are the sorts of decisions that each of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander legal services across the country will now be looking at and thinking about how they absorb those cuts. There will be, unfortunately, an impact on frontline services.
The way that it works with legal services is that it's sort of like a wraparound program with other services that work together. So if you're having funding cuts, yeah, it's going to affect your caseload as well, because you would already have a very large caseload and that would entail referrals from other services, wouldn't it?
Well, it'll be a flow-on effect. It'll be potentially the number of clients that can be serviced. It'll be potentially the number of referrals and wraparound services you can make. And there's no good simply saying, well, you can refer them off to the legal aid commissions or to community legal centres. Well, as you know, community legal centres are facing a budget cut. And in some jurisdictions, and like Tasmania, for example, their legal aid commission runs on a very, very small budget and runs very tight to the line. They can't absorb mass amounts of other clients coming into their system without having an impact on their budgets significantly. And I would imagine that's similar to some extent in the other jurisdictions as well. So it's not as simple as simply saying somebody else will pick up the slack, because it actually ignores the fact that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander legal services provide a very specialist, culturally safe, culturally appropriate wraparound service to its clients that can't be replicated by other entities. And the community vote with their feet. In every jurisdiction, the majority of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who need legal assistance will always gravitate to an Aboriginal community-controlled organisation for that service delivery.
Currently, it's quite evident that there is a crisis point with access to legal aid and Aboriginal legal services. We've got the highest incarceration rates that we've had over time. And that's obviously, right. There's, you know, you would have a very large caseload. So it's not only your clients that are impacted, but also the well-being of your staff as well.
Absolutely, because the staff and organisations in the Aboriginal space, unfortunately, to our own detriment, we try always to do more with less because we don't want to let our mob down, but there comes a breaking point for everybody, and that's why I say some of our organisations will be now looking at how they might be able to manage the reduction in their resources, and that may well involve reduction of frontline services, and that's to the detriment of the community. And people have to remember about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services, because there's a bit of a misnomer out there that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services only act for alleged perpetrators. This is not correct. We also act, where appropriate to do so, for victims. So it is going to be not just potentially perpetrators, not just potentially child protection clients. It'll also be victims of crime. And our state and Commonwealth colleagues don't seem to appreciate the breadth of the work that we do.
Well, look, thank you so much for joining Living Black Radio. We'll talk to you again. On that note, we have to really look at some of the issues around justice reinvestment and setting justice targets.
And revisiting the Royal Commission to Aboriginal Deaths in Custody. No jurisdiction in this country has implemented all the recommendations. And we might suggest that if we revisit that and refocus on that, we might actually not be in the position that we're in today. What I'm saying is the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, which is 25-odd years old, there's a whole lot of valuable recommendations in that Royal Commission which simply haven't been implemented. And we call on governments of all and oppositions of all persuasions to recommit to the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody and those recommendations. And I believe if they do so, we will see a turnaround. And so 2017, we have to refocus our efforts in terms of the advocacy to governments and to opposition, and we have to get a commitment to the Royal Commission to Aboriginal Deaths in Custody and a commitment to appropriately funding Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander legal services across this country.